Luke chapter 9. While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so that they should not understand it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's brief reading for Saturday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time, as well as the memorial of St. Vincent de Paul, represents in St. Luke's account the second prediction of the Passion of Jesus. It is important for us to realize that this prediction follows immediately upon the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain, where he had taken Peter and James and John with him to pray. And while there with him, they had the glorious experience of the glory of God, watching Jesus before their very eyes transfigured with his dazzling face, and experiencing the vision of his conversation with Elijah and Moses, as well as the fright of being encompassed by the cloud, and from that cloud, the marvel of hearing what sounded like the voice of God speaking directly to them and saying, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." No wonder Peter wanted to build three tents. No wonder Peter wanted to stay forever. No wonder Peter wanted to never leave. But staying forever was not in the cards. Reality was in the cards, both in the cards of life and in the cards of mission. It was reality. Today's passage from Luke's account is somewhat of a corrective to the disciples, to us, and to all of the church, to deal with reality, to get our heads out of the clouds, to realize that real life, real mission, most usually happens not on mountaintops, but on the ground, on our 2 feet, while rubbing elbows with other suffering people, often getting bumped, bruised, and somewhat dirty. In Matthew's Gospel, the disciples react to what Jesus said by being distressed. In Mark's Gospel, they did not understand. In today's account from St. Luke, not only do they not understand, but they are afraid to ask. To my way of thinking, I think they somewhat represented us. Not only are we sometimes afraid to ask, but often we do not want to ask because we do not want to know. They wanted hanging out with Jesus, one so close to God, to be about anything but getting bumped and bruised. So Jesus teaches the hard reality of what being handed over means. And that is that partnership with God is a privilege, but it is very often a painful privilege. The teaching of Jesus reminds me so much of what Pope Francis seems to be trying to teach, both in his words and by his actions. The Pope wants us in the trenches with real people, with suffering people, and if necessary, wants us suffering with them. He wants us to roll up our sleeves and get to work, no matter how hard or dirty the work may be. He wants our church to be like a field hospital after battle, where healing is found. Heal the wounds, he says. Heal the wounds. And the Pope is not only challenging the church and its hierarchy with his words, he is doing it through his actions. That's why for 2 years now, on Holy Thursday, the Pope has gone to a jail for the Last Supper foot washing ceremony. And he has washed and kissed the feet of criminals. He has washed and kissed the feet even of women. He has washed and kissed the feet even of Muslims. That's why the Pope keeps looking for a way to restore divorced and remarried Catholics to the sacraments and to the Eucharist, and why he keeps saying the Eucharist communion is not a reward or a prize for good behavior, but it is a medicine for those who need it. That's why the Pope said on his return flight from Buenos Aires, following World Youth Day in Brazil, that if a homosexual person is of goodwill and in search of God, I am no one to judge. That's why, just 2 weeks ago, this very Sunday, Pope Francis witnessed the marriages of 20 couples at St. Peter's Basilica, some of whom had been living together already, and some of those even with their children in attendance at the wedding. All of these, and dozens, if not hundreds more, are examples of his call to heal the wounds. Heal the wounds. In very practical ways, the Pope is saying and demonstrating what the one line of Jesus in today's gospel to the disciples is trying to teach. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men. In other words, enjoy the mountaintop for as long as it lasts, but then get back to reality. Get back to the work of reality. And as the Pope says, stop bickering, roll up your sleeves, and get to work.